perder de vez nas quintais. Deu uma noite, um pouco da manhã. Só pra eu sacar, seus olhos mudam de cor. Eu e você assim de perto dá. Pra eu me perder de vez nas tuas tintas. Me deu uma noite, um pouco da manhã. Só pra eu sacar, seus olhos mudam de cor. Vamos pro round.
Business with my guys. since realized. Music affected lives, a gift from the skies to be recognized. I'm keeping my eyes on the people, that's the prize. Stay legal, my daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. From Inglewood to a single hood in Botswana. I see the iron weed, my nigga, yours is my drama. Standing in front of the judge with no honor. My raps ignite the people like Obama. The karma of the streets is needs and takes. Sometimes we find peace in beats and breaks. Put the bang in the back so the seats can shake. Rebel Cadillac music for the people's sake. The people.
Never-ending campaigns. The summer is approaching, and the Republican field is still taking shape.
Methods now of narrowing the context of what the debate is by.
My closest friends, one of my heroes.
Hey y'all, I'm Furious George, WCOM LP Chapel Carborough, 103.5, low power, micro power, community-based radio, thumping at you from old school B-boys, and other stuff reminiscent of just conscious hip-hop, including new Beastie Boys, which I'll be playing here in a sec, which has got some pretty good stuff in it. And speaking of conscientious hip-hop, there's the whole flap over the presence of DJ Common, probably one of the most positive, respected poets in the hip-hop community, rappers. Anyway, he's been attacked by the right wing, so we're going to talk about that and some other fun stuff. In the meantime, here's his poem.
I have one of my closest friends, one of my heroes, my companion. What more can I say about this brother? Without further ado, shenanigans from me, Deaf Poetry New York City, give it up for my man, Common. Them boy wanna talk like them wanna guan come, but what you gonna do if you got one gun? I sing a song for the hero unsung, with faces on the mirror of the revolution. No looking back, cause in back is what's done. Tell the preacher, God got more than one son. Tell the law, my Uzi weighs a ton. I walk like a warrior, from them I won't run. On the streets, they try to beat us like a drum. In Cincinnati, another brother hung. Again, he won't see the sun with his family stung. They want us to hold justice, but you handed me none. The same they did to Kobe and Michael Jackson. Make them the main attraction, turn around and attack them. Black gem in the rough, you're rugged enough. Use your mind and nine power, get the government touch. Them boy chat on how him pop gun. I got the black strap to make the cops run. They watching me, I'm watching them. Them dick boys got a lot of cock in them. My people on the block got a lot of pock in them. And when we roll together, we be rocking them to sleep. No time for that, cause it's things to be done. Stay true to what I do so the youth dream come. From project building, seen a fiend being hung. With that happening, why they messing with Saddam? Burn a bush, cause for peace he no push no button. Killing over oil and grease, no weapons of destruction. How can we follow leader when it's a corrupt one? The government's a G-unit and they might buck young. Black people in the urban area one. I hold up a peace sign, but I carry a gun. Peace, y'all. Love.
Rappers and hackers and circuit vendors, truth don't splendor. I take the candy. I'm broader than Broadway. I was the project hallway. Dual tape, recorder, lacing oratorios all day. I'm just getting started on this beat. This is foreplay. And when the song finish, I can sing along with us. By the way, I have a strong fetish for Christian Louboutin steppers. I hear Russian blondes the wettest. But anyway, I better pay homage to my fellas. And that's what's on my mind. And the rhyme, who's next up?
My team, the man of mystery. History in the making. The network drinking. Titles, awards, and competition as I sharpen my blades. We come together like peanut butter and sandwiches. Like pen and paper, like Picasso with canvases. Rocking stadiums to bars. Go back in time, send out facts from my car.
One, two, three. Too many rappers and there's still not enough MCs. It goes three, two, one. MCA, Ad Rock, Mike D, that's how we get it done. Like ladies and gents, attention. Nas in the house with Beastie Boys, we can turn it out. Perpetrators, we can point them out. So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Just moments ago, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney defended a decision to invite hip-hop artist Common to a poetry event, Slam, tonight at the White House. The New Jersey State Police Union expressed outrage over the invite because of lyrics in a song which defends a fugitive cop killer.
As an elected official, as an American, and as a father, against those kinds of lyrics, and he opposes them, but he does not think that is the sum total of this particular artist's work.
Survivors, soldiers in front of buildings, their eyes look older. It's hard to see blessings in a violent culture. Face against weapons, sirens, holsters. That ain't the way that Langston Hughes wrote us. Soul controllers on the shoulders of Moses and Noah. We go from being precious to Oprah. Cultivated to overcome ever since we came overseas today in a way that you can see to determine. The solar keeps burning. Shorties know to keep learning. Lessons in our life are like stripes that we earning. I took Gramps' advice that Christ is returning. Like a thief in the night, I write for beacons of light. For those of us in dark alleys and park valleys, street hits spark rallies of the conscious. Conquerors of a contest that seems beyond us. Even through the unseen, I know that God watches. From one king's dream, he was able to barack us. One king's dream, he was able to barack us. One king's dream, he was able to barack us.
I have a dream.
Joining me now is Melissa Harris Perry, an associate professor of Scholars and African-American Studies at Princeton and an American DC contributor. Thanks for joining us tonight, Melissa.
Aren't you just frightened after that scary, scary poem?
I did not see how that harmed the nation or the White House, but that apparently is not the thing that has Republicans upset. They found somewhere in Common's songbook, it's exactly one song that they have some lyrics in it that they don't like. Isn't that it?
Well, I suspect that Common is really just standing in here for hip-hop. In other words, it's not really Common. It's them sort of making a point about hip-hop culture. And so calling him a thug is a way of saying that basically all of hip-hop culture is thuggish. It's kind of outside of the respectable limits of a president. And of course, what they're missing here in that kind of critique is exactly that hip-hop is like all poetry, like all art. And dare I say, like the Bible that Common evoked in that poem, it's complex. It's full of some positive images, some negative, some grotesque, but many that make us uncomfortable in precisely the ways that art forms should make us uncomfortable.
Yeah. one piece where he says, tell the law my easy ways of time. I walk like a warrior. From them I won't run. Which is not representative, as people who know Common's work, it's not representative of most of what he does. And in fact, the White House had to respond today specifically to those lyrics that the Republicans isolated.
Distort what Mr. Lin stands for more broadly in order to stoke the controversy. One of the things that the president appreciates is the work that Mr. Lin has done with children, especially in Chicago, trying to get them to focus on poetry.
Did you ever expect you'd see a White House press secretary having to respond to individual lines in a Common song?
Well, you know, in that way, I suppose it's actually sort of great. I'm not that surprised, given that, you know, a very Common sort of youth cultural moment like the fist bump that the president and the first lady gave one another during the campaign got called into question as a terrorist activity and had to be sort of described and explained and critiqued for the American public. Notion of being armed against the government that you consider to be illegitimate. I mean, that could be the theme song for the Tea Party, right?
Event at the White House has now turned into a political firestorm. First Lady Michelle Obama is hosting a ceremony today honoring poets, with rap artist and actor Common on the guest list. This drew fierce criticism from the likes of Sarah Palin and Sean Hannity over Common's past lyrics, which have referenced Asada Shakura, a controversial figure in her own right who was convicted of murdering a state trooper. Conservative bloggers also drew attention to a 2007 song by Common which contained the line, "Burn a Bush," in reference to the US president at that time. The rap star's supporters say that the lyrics are not meant to be taken literally, as his compositions point to perceived social injustices. The rap star himself, who has acted in films such as Terminator Salvation and Date Night, shrugged off the criticism. Ken Lombardi, CBS News.
We'll be right back. thanks for watching tonight. We told you at the top of the show, the righties were just trying to do everything they possibly could to change the subject. Now that President Obama, for lack of a better term, is on a roll, a lot of good things have happened. The killing of Osama bin Laden makes us decided to go after a rapper named Common, who was invited to the White House tonight for a poetry reading.
Is this the guy, poet, we ought to be inviting to the White House? This is a guy that we don't want our kids to listen to. If this was somebody that used the same type of rhetoric about violence against President Obama, I would be against it. This is inappropriate for a president, and he goes back to his radical roots again. Why would he invite a thug to the White House who said he wanted to kill President Bush? This is a joke. I mean, this is some white guy using the N-word and talking about cop killing. He would have been off the list a long time ago.
This is no Robert Frost. This is no Maya Angelou.
Sounds like he's a promoter of cop killing.
I mean, just look at the White House.
The Obamas do not understand the sensibilities of many Americans. The president and First Lady have made a major mistake in inviting this man to the White House.
All right, let's talk about mistakes. This was the same rapper that Fox praised just 6 months ago as a rap legend and someone who was a positive role model for kids. Was their network saying that? And where were the complaints from the right wing when a rapper named Eazy-E was invited to President George H.W. Bush's White House back in 1991? Eazy-E was pretty famous. He was quoted as saying, "How the F can I be a Republican when I got a song called F the Police?"
I guess I'm not surprised, but, you know, what I'll say is that line, that blue line, that notion of being armed against a government that you consider to be illegitimate, I mean, that could be the theme song for the Tea Party, right? The question I think in part here is, why is it okay for one group to have a critique of the federal government and to have that critique and say that their response is to be armed as individuals, but when it's a young African-American man making a similar critique, it's somehow beyond an acceptable limit of what the president should put up with. Sean Hannity. This is a guy who defended, of all people, Ted Nugent. Even when Nugent said that candidate Barack Obama should suck on this machine gun. The claim about rapper Common is that the lyrics of one of his songs pays homage to a cop killer, a convicted killer, who escaped and is now in Cuba. And the president of the State Troopers Union of New Jersey, David Jones, said he shouldn't be going to the White House. Well, here's Common performing at the White House tonight.
I bleed the blood of the struggle, walking over trouble puddles. The
Hustle's in my chest. No hustle, no progress. Extremities of life in this process. The birth of a son, the death of another. With love, I caress both mothers and told them who's in control is the one that's above us. I walk where money talks and love stutters. The body language of a nation going through changes. The young become dangerous. Pain gets spent into anger. Anger gets sent through the chamber. It's tough when your own look like strangers.
Let's bring in the president of the National Action Network, Reverend Al Sharpton. Reverend, good to have you with us tonight. I spoke today with a former social worker with the Milwaukee Public Schools who told me that they recommended Common and that he was from a different league than other rappers. And they recommended him to the kids. They had no complaints from any of the parents or anybody in the community. And his lyrics were far different from others who have been castigated in the past. I want to ask you, did the president in the White House do the right thing by having Common to the White House tonight?
I absolutely think so. First of all, as you know, National Action Network and I have condemned some of the rap lyrics. We even marched on some of the record companies, and ironically, Glenn Beck joined one of the marches. Common is known as a positive rapper.
When she was underground, original, pure, untapped, but a down sister. Boy, I tell you, I miss her.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A confidence, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. You act, yo, we gotta be the sure shot.
Now, periodically, I would see old girl at the clubs and at the house party. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple of videos and became Afrocentric. Out goes the weave, in goes the braids, bees, medallion. She was on that tip about stopping the violence, about my people she was teaching me. By not preaching to me, but speaking to me in a method that was leisurely, so easily I approach. She dug my rap, that's how we got close. But then she broke to the West Coast, and that was cool, cause around the same time, I went away to school, and I'm a man dub expanded, so why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in LA, and she did stud, she got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was of the past, so she got into R&B, hip hop, space, and jazz. Now black music is black music, and it's all good. I wasn't salty, she was with the boys in the hood, cause I was new for her. She was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun. Not worried about anyone, and you can tell by how her titties hung.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. To the beat, calm, gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Yeah, get on, check it.
I might have failed to mention that this chick was creative. Once the man got to her, he altered her native. Told her if she got an image and a gimmick, then she can make money. And
She did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials. She's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs looking rockin', dressing hippie. And on some dumb shit when she comes to the city, talking about popping glocks, serving rocks and hitting switches. Now she's a gangster rolling with gangster bitches. Always smoking blunts and getting drunk, telling me sad stories. Now she only fucks with the funk, stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest before she got into showbiz. I did her, not just to say I did it, but I'm committed.
Girl,
but so
committed.
Many niggas hit it that she's just not the same, letting all these goofies do her. I see niggas slamming her and taking her to the sewer. But I'ma take her back, hoping that this shit stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip hop.
To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. The mainframe, yo, they gotta be the short shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. A 1-2 comp since it's going to drop. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. I used to love her, 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 quit fucking up the shit, y'all, but
you ain't got your woman chip, bro.
That their response is to be armed as individuals, but when it's a young African-American man making a similar critique, it's somehow beyond an acceptable limit of what the president should put up with. You know, it does feel to me like there's a question here about, again, who has the legitimacy to actually offer a critique of their own government.
I'm going to give Common the last word, reading what he put on his Facebook today. Politics is politics, and everyone is entitled to their own opinion. I respect that, but one thing that shouldn't be questioned is my support for the police officers and troops that protect us every day.
SANA, terrorist or survivor of terrorism. With the news of the posting of an additional $850,000 for the return of former Black Panther and Black Liberation Army member Assata Shakur from Cuba, the U.S. government has taken another step in its ridiculous so-called war on terrorism. They did this by New Jersey officials branding Assata with the latest libelous label, terrorist, in an attempt to justify this modern-day slave bounty. If anybody knows about terrorism, it's Americans, for this nation was founded in terrorism. So deep is this truth that it lies in the subconscious of almost every American and can be unleashed with unnerving ease. Come on, complete this phrase. The only good Indian is a blank. Black, white, rich, or poor, that phrase echoes in American consciousness, an inheritance from a time when those dark thoughts were dark realities of, yes, genocide against the native peoples that fed and healed the starving settlers from Europe who survived the Atlantic crossings. Terrorism, quite terrible violence against red life and black life and brown life and yellow life. That is America's truest hidden history. Hidden beneath lies about all men are created equal. In 1973, when Assata Shakur and Zaid Malik Shakur and Sundiata Akoli were stopped on the New Jersey Turnpike, they weren't stopped because the cops wanted to render assistance. This was a car stop for the unwritten crime of driving while black before we developed the term, and the cops tried to kill every Black Panther in that car for this unwritten.
There is a message for
I'm going to go with it. that's right, my name's Yop G.
The president released his birth certificate and celebrated his newfound citizenship by having someone shoot Osama bin Laden in the face. It felt like the events were connected, like maybe we'd finally put all these ginned up and ridiculously overblown non-controversies, like the birth of thing, to rest. To focus on things that matter, winning the war on terror, those types of things, budget, fiscal things, getting things done. Well, I hope you enjoyed that period of our time.
First Lady Michelle Obama is hosting a poetry reading, and one of her guests is raising a lot of eyebrows tonight. He's a Chicago poet, and he's a rapper who goes by the stage name Common.
He's a Reverend Wright defender. It sounds like he's a promoter of cop killing. I've looked at some of his lyrics. They are raunchy, they are rough, they are raw.
Yeah, let's invite a misogynist to the White House.
Are we really doing this again? For this guy, Common, the guy from the Gap ads, the guy from the Queen Latifah rom-com, Elmo's friend, that's the guy. That's the guy we're gonna do this for. That's your misogynist, copicidal, black supremacist. Hey, Fox News, have you told the people who work on FoxNews.com yet?
I am here with Common. How you doing, Common?
What's going on? How you doing?
Your music is very positive, and you're known as the conscious rapper. How important is that to you, and how important do you think that is to our kids?
Well, I guess that explains FoxNews.com's slogan. Shh, Fox News doesn't realize we're here. I mean, for God's sake, this two-time Grammy-winning vegetarian's invite to the White House has the Twitterverse very upset. And by Twitterverse, I don't mean people on Twitter. I mean twits. Who took the time to ignore Common's entire body of work, save for one poem he wrote in 2007 that they appear to misunderstand.
Oil, burn a bush, cause for peace.
Have one of my closest friends, one of my heroes, companion.
This is a corrupt one. Tell the law my Uzi weighs a ton. I walk like a warrior. From them I won't run. Talk.
What more can I say about this brother? Without further ado, shenanigans from me, Deaf Poetry, New York City, give it up for my man, Common.
Yeah.
Them boy wanna talk like them wanna guan come. But what you gonna do if you got one gun? I sing a song for the hero unsung, with faces on the mirror of the revolution. No looking back, cause in back is what's done. Tell the preacher, God got more than one son. Tell the law, my Uzi weighs a ton. I walk like a warrior, from them I won't run. On the streets, they try to beat us like a drum. In Cincinnati, another brother hung. Again, he won't see the sun, with his family stung. They want us to hold justice, but you handed me none. The same they did to Kobe and Michael Jackson. Make them the main attraction, turn around and attack them. Black Jim in the rough, you're rugged enough. Use your mind and nine power, get the government touch. Them boy chat on how him pop gun. I got the black strap to make the cops run. They watching me, I'm watching them. Them dick boys got a lot of cock in them. My people on the block got a lot of pock in them. And when we roll together, we be rocking them to sleep. No time for that, cause it's things to be done. Stay true to what I do so the youth dream come. From Project Building, seen a fiend being hung. With that happening, why they messing with Saddam? Burn a bush, cause for peace he no push no button. Killing over oil and grease, no weapons of destruction. How can we follow leader when it's a corrupt one? The government's a G-unit and they might buck young. Black people in the urban area one. I hold up a peace sign, but I carry a gun. Peace, y'all. Love.
To make the cops run. They watching me, I'm watching them. Then he used
again,
a couple
of lines.
Wait. When we roll together with a strapped gun, we're gonna be rocking them to sleep. That sounds like killing cops to
sure,
me.
Listen.
Whoa. Okay. That sounds like killing all cops right. To me. Sound like killing cops to you?
No. Well, if you enjoyed that, you'll love this album of Fox News personalities uncomfortably ruining songs for many of your other favorite hip-hop artists. Now that's what those people call music. Now, those more explicit lyrics, describing violent action that Hannity was quoting, those lyrics actually end on the couplet, no time for that, because there's things to be done, stay true to what I do so the youth dream come. Basically, what Common appears to be saying is, hey, you know that violence I was talking about earlier in my poem? Let's end that in our communities so our dreams can come true. It's a call for peace. But Hannity makes a good point. It sounds like killing cops to him. And if Fox News stands for anything, it is a zero-tolerance policy. Any individual who might have or actually did write a song about cop killing.
And happy birthday to rapper and actor Ice-T. He is 52.
Well, that is, to be fair, that's different because Ice-T was not celebrating his birthday with Obama.
Urban area one. I hold up a peace sign, but I carry a gun.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Stick around, Bodacious Bass is coming around the corner. We've been just having fun with Micropowered Communities Radio, as we do as part of the Furious George experience. And you can learn more about my old shows at furiousg.blogspot.com. But make sure you stick around and listen tonight and all week and until next week, and I'll come back and just keep it going the whole time. And if you get enough of that, I'm sure we'll come up with some other creative topic for next week, like we've done tonight. Essentially, the whole thing with Assata Shakur and Common and interesting history relating to assassinations in our country. Just, hey, you know, a week after our country just did one. Interesting parallels there. Anyway, look, I'm Furious George. I will be back next week. Stick around for more micro-powered community-based radio. I'm furious!
For centuries, nothing has so stirred up American fury like the escape of a slave. That ain't just distant history. For daring to slip her bonds and escape from brutal and unjust bondage, the Empire now labels her a terrorist. That's because to them, nothing is more terrifying than resistance to their imperial will.